So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. Sharei Oraz, the Sarda Kehila of Teaneck, New Jersey. We're going to be focusing this week on an important issue, and I'm going to take it in a little bit of a surprising direction based on experience. And we're going to talk about the question of the Chiyuv of women in Havdalah. And there's a Machloket Rishon, and specifically regarding Birkat HaNer, the Bracha of Borei Marei HaEsh. Now, there's a machloket already in the Rishonim, whether women are chayavot in Havdalah. Now, on one hand, you can make the argument that it's a mitzvah asei shazaman gerama, and therefore, women should not be chayavot. They should be peturot. It's a time-bound positive mitzvah. Women should be peturot. On the other hand, we know that women are chayavot in kiddush because of the hekesh between shamor and zachor at Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. The source of kiddush is the mitzvah of kiddush is zachor yom haShabbat l'kadosho, and we know that zachor yom haShabbat, shamor yom haShabbat, excuse me, meaning the positive and the negative of Shabbat are connected to each other. That's said b'dibur achad, and therefore the women are chayavot in kiddush. And the Rambam makes the argument that just as women are chayavot in kiddush, can keep kiddush, so to the chayavot in havdalah, because havdalah and kiddush are really two sides of the same coin, and are essentially the same mitzvah to put a marker of Shabbat when it begins and ends. So, how does the Shulchan Aruch rule about this issue? The Shulchan Aruch presents both opinions. However, the primary opinion is the opinion that women are chayavot in havdalah. Now, the Ramah concludes because of this dissenting opinion, because of the minority opinion. The opinion of the Orchot Chaim that the Shulchan Aruch quotes as a Yesh Mishacholek, he says, therefore, women should not make Havdalah for themselves. They should hear Havdalah only from men. So the Ramah says that women this is prevalent practice, certainly amongst Ashkenazim, the women should not hear Havdalah for themselves. They just should hear Havdalah from the man. Now, in terms of the what do Sfaradim say about this? The Sfaradim say, well, just like women are chayavot in kiddush, they're chayavot also in havdalah, a motzei Shabbat, and also motzei Kippur, which is interesting. And this is just straight out according to Maran, because we have a stam in Yesh Omerim. Halacha follows the stam. And therefore, a woman is allowed to make havdalah for herself. The only thing is if she's not able to, if she does not know how to make havdalah for herself, or it's difficult for them, the father or the husband is obligated. Interesting, reading from the Yalkut Yosef, is obligated to do the havdalah, even though already yotzei. Now, but in such a situation like this, what he should do is he should first make the bracha. I should allow the women to make the bracha borei marei ha'esh and b'samim after havdalah. Then they should break for themselves. He should not be motzi the women in b'samim borei marei ha'esh, since it's a question whether women are chayavot and whether you would say yatsa motzi, even though he was already yotze, he could be motzi. Now, in order to satisfy the stricter opinion, and the man who knows he's going to make havdalah at home, when he hears havdalah in the Beit Knesset, he should have havdalah, he should have kavanah not to be yotzei. And it's interesting, the Abiya Omer writes, that Rav Avadja writes that, and it's quoted here, Yalkut Yosef, that you should you should try really, really enforce it and answer Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo after mentioning Hashem's name in the brachot of havdalah. And he himself should not smell the besamim, the shliat zibur, and he should not bring his hands close to the fire, just to show he is not yotze. So this is something that just people should be aware of, the man who's going to make havdalah, plans to make havdalah for his family, for women at home, in order to avoid the question whether women are chayavot and can say yatsa motzi, whether he were very fulfilled in mitzvah, can it be motzi? So he should take these steps to reinforce that he is not yotze. So now this is all assuming that fundamentally the halacha according to Sfaradim is that women are actually chayavot and havdalah fundamentally. You try to accommodate the other opinion, but fundamentally they are chayavot. Now, what about the bracha of ma'orei ha'esh? So here you have the Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Halakha, writes that even if you say the women are chayavot and havdalah, they should not be chayavot in Birkat HaNer, right? So it's one thing to say the havdalah, it's really included in the mitzvah of Zochor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, according to the Rambam, right? However, the bracha ma'orei ha'esh is a separate takana, argues the Bir Halakha. It's not relevant to Shabbat. It's just relevant to the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Yomi, that the discovery of fire by Adam Harishon, and therefore therefore it's separate and distinct from Havdalah, but it's only done on Motzei Shabbat. She should say Mitzvah Atzei Shezman Grama, and therefore the Bir Halakha writes that he thinks that women are not chayavot in Birkat HaNer, according to all opinions, even according to the Rambam, and therefore certainly a woman should not make the bracha of Morei Ha'esh by herself. So that's a very, very interesting, very, very interesting opinion. And the question is, do others agree with this? So the Groth Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, is very much not like this. The Igrot Moshe, this is Chelek Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bet or Choshe Mishpat, Siman Mem Zayim Chelek Bet, where Rav Moshe forcefully disagrees with the Bir Halakha, and he believes 100% the women of Chayavot in Borei Mer Ha'esh can make the bracha Borei Mer Ha'esh, because he says, first of all, it's part of Havdalah. Just Havdalah, women of Chayavot also is a Borei Mer Ha'esh, it's included in Havdalah. Number two is that, according to Ashkenazim, women can make a bracha, and even on mitzvah say she's my grandma. Number three is all problem for women to make the bracha on Borei Mer Ha'esh is because women are is because they can't say sivanu. The problem is on lulav shekri shem mitzvah sivanu on tilat lulav. They weren't commanded. However, he's Borei Mer Ha'esh, it's just a Birkat HaShavach, praising Hashem. He's not mentioning anything about Vesivanu, and therefore, women should be able to make this bracha, even according to Rambam and Maran Shulchan Aruch, that women should do not make the bracha in Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Girama. So he has three reasons to disagree with the Bir Halakha, and Rav Moshe comes to the conclusion that women are chayavot in the bracha of Borei Mer Ha'esh. Now, how does Yaku Yosef rule about this? Yaku Yosef comes out and he rules that women are chayavot in Borei Mer Ha'esh, even though the second of Rav Moshe's reason doesn't apply, but the others apply. She doesn't say v'sivanu, and it's part of Havdalah, and therefore women are chayavot in Borei Mer Ha'esh, and this is the Psak of Rav Avadja and Chacham Yitzchak. Very, very interesting. Now, as persuasive as that is, I think the Bir Halakha has something there. And it's just from a practical experience. And that is that in my experience, I've seen that women on their own, especially Almanot, this is really the Almanot is the issue, the older women by themselves making Havdalah, and I've heard twice women being burnt. They heard that they can't handle the fire when they're older, by themselves with Havdalah, and they get hurt. God forbid, Rahman al-Assan, so it could be bad. Gachas v'shalom. And therefore, it's best to tell women, they are, even Sephardic women, that they are Peturot, like the Bir Halakha, against Rav Avadja. And Rabbi Lebhar says Chacham said this is the Moroccan Minhag. Chacham ben Sion Abba Shaul agrees with this as well. So this is wall-to-wall Sephardim, Rav Avadja, Yaku Yitzchak, Chacham ben Sion, the Moroccan custom. And North African customs. So this is wall-to-wall Sephardim. I would still say to follow Bir Halakha for fire safety, just for fire safety. That women, I've seen this on my note, burning themselves. Just tell the women they are Peturot, like the Bir Halakha, from the Bracha of Borei Mer Ha'esh, because from experience, it's better that the Almanot, the older Almanot, typically the people who are going to be making Havdalah by themselves, getting burnt. So let them say the rest of Havdalah, let them Borei Mer Samim, but not Borei Mer Ha'esh. That's my take on this topic. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week with full bracha and b'riut.